Warning. The following podcast contains strong language and sexual references from the onset and throughout.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
That's what it's called. And that's what it is. Uncensored action every week, dropping on your podcast section. Yeah.
All right.
However, like, this is the season finale, so it's the last
it
one.
Is, it is very, very sad news. It is the finale of season 5. Can you believe it? It's for 5 seasons.
Some guy called, I can't remember, is it Anthony or Andrew? Anyway, messaged me yesterday saying, just catching up here on my drive or something. I was like, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Don't need to know. We also got a text in on Beat Breakfast during the week from somebody who was very sad yesterday to hear that this is the last episode and that we were not to leave too much of a gap between this and the new season, and also we're to go out and do more live shows. All of that. There's discussions going on. Well, we hope to bring you news soon.
We're just out shaking hands.
Yeah.
Pipeline.
In the meantime, as we always do, let's look back on what happened last week.
Last time on Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
I'm seeing this guy a month now and he's lovely, but we're having a problem. It's been after nights out with drink, but he's just gone soft every time. We're trying and it starts off well, but then it just goes floppy and we are done. I want to have sex with him, but this issue with the soft penis is putting me off. Advice, please, because I'm at a loss. When I just read that out there, it does remind me of, everything reminds me of The Inbetweeners.
Simon, nothing's happening.
I know! Do you think I don't fucking know that? I know it's floppy. Why don't you start? Every time I don't want one, it's there, and yet the one time I actually need it, nothing!
Okay, you're scaring me now.
Just work, you stupid fucking thing! Get big! Oh, please, just work!
Every fucking time I want it to go down, it won't, and the one time I want it to be up!
That's weird.
Okay, I've often wondered which of The Inbetweeners I was, and yeah, look, I'm Simon. There you go.
Had it spot on.
I interrupt this podcast to let you know that he hasn't called, but Tom has text, right?
He always does. So, how does he know?
It's
he
okay.
Smells it.
He's a uncensored sniffer. It's okay. It's Friday. Like, it's okay to say it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. So, yeah. We're recording this on Friday morning, yeah.
Hey, long legs.
Oh.
Enjoy a 5 mega mix with me tonight? ? Right?
Is that what you call it?
What's that code for?
So I wrote back, what? ? He wrote back exactly what it means. Mm. If you're getting down, baby, I want it now, baby.
No.
I'm so embarrassed for him and us as a couple.
Yeah.
Like,
and also that song isn't even in the 5 mega mix, Tom. I'm sorry. I'm really upset over that.
Oh God, he's really like, what the hell? Like, what was he thinking? Like, does he think that's...
Actually, yeah, that might get you back on track next week on Cheese and Oaties. Anyway, neither here nor there.
Are you ready?
It is the last one, and this is an email we received, I think it was last Thursday or Friday. So let's go for it.
Hi, Niall, Shona and Killian. Your name is spelled correctly in this email.
Killian with a C.
Thank you.
Love your show in the morning. I could really do with your advice on this one, but please keep me anonymous. Of course, I've started dating this guy recently. We hit it off straight away and I really do like him. He isn't the most stunning guy out there, but I feel his personality makes up for it.
Harsh.
And we have a lot in common, but there is one thing.
What is the thing?
You're so giddy today. Yeah. His lack of experience in the bedroom is the issue.
Oh.
We've gotten it on a few times, but never really had sex, as I would lose interest as the pleasure isn't there. I'm adventurous when it comes to the bedroom and have certain interests like BDSM, where BDSM,
yeah.
Where I am the submissive type.
Mm. Oh, right, okay.
He has no knowledge of what BDSM is.
Mm.
Why do I keep saying it like that?
BDSM.
It's like a prayer. I don't know the words to, so I just stumble over it. He's gentle and caring, and I don't know would he be able for the type of sex I am into. How do I make it work? I really do like him. Is this something I can get past or change for him? Discuss. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Regards. Oh, don't say the name.
Okay, there's a bit to get through here.
So poor old show. Big Wexford yellow belly prude.
Well, you know, I mean, the first question here is about the awkward situation where you have a particular interest, a kink, a fetish, something that you like. No, I'm just... Oh, sorry. What is... But we'll come to BDSM in a moment. We'll do the step-by-step show. I don't want too much too soon for you, right? But let's start with the first issue here, as I said, is if you have a particular interest, kink, fetish, that maybe is a little bit different, a little bit out there, you meet a new partner, whether they're shy or not, how are you going to bring that up? Because you're going to be really worried that they think that you're a bit of a freak or that you're perverted or whatever the case. So I suppose I should start by asking the question, how did you bring up the feather with Tom show? Did it come naturally or did you have to sit him down and tell him, I'm into something a bit different?
You have to. You fecker. You really have to build up to something like that.
You really do.
You can't just whip out a feather willy-nilly.
No, no.
You can't. You can't just come with a man's bare naked chest with a feather without telling him what you're doing. It takes a few days.
You get the point. It is very difficult if you are into, and we've covered all the different fetishes and stuff on this show. So if you're into something and you meet somebody and they're a little bit shy, when do you say it? How do you say it?
Like, I really appreciate you, I suppose, being so upfront about where you're at, because I think this is exactly why we started the Daily Dilemma
Uncensored.
Really
common.
And I think it was always meant to be a space for us to talk about stuff where people felt like they didn't have an outlet. And I suppose, that's the first thing I want to say, that I really appreciate the fact that you've come to us. With him, right? Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head
around. Okay, let me just explain a little bit about BDSM for those who might be unsure of what it's all about. So the official kind of definition, it's a term used to describe sex that involves dominance, submission and control. The practice typically involves one partner taking on a more dominant role during sex while the other is more submissive. And according to a study in 2016, nearly 47% of women and 60% of men have fantasized about dominating someone in a sexual context. It was more prevalent in couples on the LGBTQ spectrum, but researchers determined that it was practiced across different ages, genders, etc., etc. So essentially, she says she likes to take the submissive role, so she would like him to be dominant in the bedroom. That can go even further with stuff like bondage, with rough play, and that kind of thing. But if this guy is not that guy,
I was going to say, it leads me to think that he, because he doesn't really have a knowledge of what it is, that she has had the conversation with him about the fact
she's
that
definitely
she's
touched
into this.
On it, or brought it up,
like. I don't want to shut it down straight away, right? But I don't know if I would be able to be with somebody who, I suppose, desired that when I know that it wouldn't
be for you.
Yeah, and I think it's okay to say that. Like,
could
you
be a dominatrix if you really tried? Like, could you whip him on the ass and...
With a feather boa?
No.
Could
we're talking whips
no,
and stuff.
No, I don't think so.
And like, tell you, get on your knees, dirty boy. Like, really dominant.
I don't think I could. No. Like, I don't really think that's in me. Like, I'd like to think that I am able to be, like, I think Tom is probably naturally more adventurous than me, and he would be. But I think we very much navigated our way in terms of our sex life to a point where, like, it works for both of us.
Yeah.
There's probably things, like, that maybe he would like to try that I'm... I think he's happy. I think my man is happy. I think he's a happy man at home.
He's Pornhub for everything else.
He says he doesn't watch that. And anyway, my point is, like, does it come down to compatibility? Like, if you've had the conversation with him, like, I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't rule out the fact that there might be a happy medium in terms of, like, maybe he can take it up a notch. Like, I think I've taken it up a notch sometimes. Like, not quite there.
Taking
like,
it
I don't
up to what?
Take it up, You know,
up to sixth gear.
Exactly. But, like, you can't change. Like, fundamentally, it comes down to, I suppose, who you are as a person. And you can't pretend to be something in the bedroom to the point that you don't feel comfortable with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And that goes for her and for him. So if she feels like she's not being able to completely be herself and then he's the same, that isn't, they're not compatible.
I think people who are often into the kind of, I won't even say extreme, but kind of different alternative kind of types of sex, like BDSM, will go to specific websites or will make that clear so that they find somebody at the start who's kind of in the same frame of mind. Then the other alternative is maybe like you were talking about, is where you're with somebody and you naturally fall in love with them and you start to explore and then you have conversations. Would you try this? Would you try that? But it seems this particular guy is coming in inexperienced, maybe a little bit closed in terms of what he might be willing to try. And I think that's going to lead to ultimately disappointment for this girl if she really wants.
The only thing is, like, the only promise that I would have is in the fact that she thinks he's really nice.
And she doesn't think he's hot. I'm sorry, I gotta call it. She says that at the start.
He's I forgot about that.
You know?
That's rude.
And
no, I think she's just saying like he's not
he's not Brad Pitt.
But then is that not like why she's not feeling it? Is it that the actual physical sexual attraction?
Does she feel like she's settling for this guy and that?
I think that that's part of it, but it's a whole separate issue to kind of the other issue, which is that he is very shy in the bedroom and she would like to do more.
Isn't compatibility everything though? And if you have tried it a few times, is it maybe just a case of in that way, this is not like, you know, if you haven't had a full blown conversation where you've actually explained to him and like do it in simple terms, like you want to have BDSM with me, like you're going to have to talk me through the ABA.
It's going to be a long step list.
You know? That's what I mean. Like, why are you like, you come to me, Niall, and you say, show, I want to try a bit of BDSM. Yeah. What are you saying to me? Okay. What do you want?
I want to get you a leather cat suit that you're going to dress up
in. I can
in.
Do that, yeah.
Okay, I want you to tie me up. I want you to tie me to the bed. I want you to whip me on the ass. I want you to shout at me and like be a really angry school headmistress type person. And
a leather cat outfit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just like,
yeah, and I wanted you to punch me in the balls.
Oh no.
Too far? Too far?
I'd be afraid I'd break you. No, I could never punch you in the balls.
No, thanks, hon.
I'm sure I can think of a few people I could punch in the balls. But you know what I mean? Like, if I liked you, I don't think. I just wouldn't. No, that would be too far from me. So if he's like me, right? Yeah, yeah. If he's the male equivalent of me, then it's asking too much of somebody to step outside. Like, there's one thing playing a role and, you know, putting on a costume and having a little bit of like
feather fun.
Feather fun. Who doesn't? Have I sent the sales of feathers through the roof in the southeast?
Running around plucking birds and greens.
No, I think look, you sound lovely, and I really I'm going to go back to, I don't want to get all soppy, but it is our last episode for a while. So thank you for trusting us and for being so open and honest, and I think it's amazing that you have this understanding of who you are and what you like to do.
Yeah.
But fundamentally, if that is who you are, you need to find somebody that's going to be able to match you.
And I also think you would need to weigh up your priorities, you know, in terms of, you know, relationship versus sex life and stuff like that, because I suspect there's a lot of guys out there who would do this kind of stuff with you, but they don't want a relationship, they just want fun. So you've got to really weigh up, well, what am I looking for in life right now? Do I want a guy who seems nice?
Yeah.
He seems sound, he's going to treat me right, we are going to have sex, which we could both enjoy, but maybe not to the extent of what I'm talking about. Killian, you've been very quiet.
Yeah, I was just, what if he's a bit nervous and he is into mad things? Because I may watch what I say now because my mother's after finding out about this podcast.
No, be careful.
That's disgraceful. Catherine, turn it off.
She hasn't listened. I wouldn't say I'm into BDSM or whatever the fuck's called. I would like it rough.
Okay.
Or I would like, you know, I would like to pull on a girl's hair. I would like, you know, to give an old slap or whatever. But it would take me a while. Like, how long
I was
going to
say, would you do that first time with
a
girl?
I wouldn't. So maybe he's just really nervous and he's like, right, I'm just going to keep it, you know, plain and simple. The owl motions, in and out, you know, 20 minutes, do it.
Yeah, but it does sound they've had some kind of discussion. It may not have been, this is what I want and I'm really into this. It may have been more like, what do you think of this or what do you think of that? So maybe he is just shy. Maybe he is scared. It does sound, inexperience is a key thing here. Maybe that he's not comfortable talking about sex as well, you know?
That could be it as well.
I get what you're saying about the whole, like, you wouldn't do that straight away, but also you would ask as well before you do it. Like, you wouldn't.
Not that I wouldn't ask. It's just if you're seeing a girl and a couple of times, like on the first time, I wouldn't be into me shenanigans. And then maybe in the second time, you're getting
this. You push it a little bit and then you push it a little bit more and if she's comfortable with it.
Exactly. So, how long have they seen each other? Does it say in the email? I don't think it does. A couple of times I've met up. Yeah, it just depends. But you can tell by them.
It might start with a little tap on the ass. Oh, she's okay with that. And then, you know, and so on and so forth next time. Anything once there's a comfort level there.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want to go down and get the wooden spoon straight away.
Yeah,
like,
you don't need to sit down and write a contract either about it, you know?
It's not 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I don't know. Look.
It's a tough one now.
It is.
Can you do us a favour? Can you have a chat with him further as to where he stands with it? Because I think you'll know from that whether or not, like, I think your point, Niall, about like what is she looking for is so valid, because it is bloody impossible to meet someone nice.
Yeah.
And it is possible to find, if you fancy each other and you want to be together, it is possible to find that kind of compatibility. But if you are both completely coming at it from like very different kind of perspectives, it might not be possible to change.
But on the flip side, and we've said it loads, you're only kind of new seeing each other, and it's only the comfortability level will ramp up the more you see each other, and you can have that discussion of maybe he is inexperienced, but he's just nervous and doesn't know what he's doing, and you can have that chat with him. Well, look, this is what I like. You know, if you do this here and I'll do this there, and then you have a mutual agreement, and then naturally it'll just ramp up, as Niall said, you know, maybe a tap on the bum one day, then maybe the next week the wooden spoon,
and then punch it in the balls.
I need a break.
Coming a good time.
I need a little break from you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Give me your final thoughts first.
My final thoughts are I need some time out from you. Yeah. And the wooden spoon thing, Jesus Christ. Look, thank you for being honest. Talk to him and find out, delve a little deeper as to whether or not this is something that you can possibly take into the bedroom and work with. Like, be on the same page and like accept and understand each other's kind of like limits and where you're both at. But maybe don't write it off. And will you please do me a favour and will you let me know how you get on?
Yeah, in a few weeks' time maybe, and we can update at the start of the next season.
Yeah.
I think, look at the situation as a whole, I think you're not too sure on the whole situation. So weigh that out first. Is it worth getting into this kind of conversation and then see where you go from there?
Absolutely. Okay, well said. Right, that's it for season 5. If you missed any episodes, you can catch them all. Keep you going for a few weeks. We'll be back really soon with a brand new season of Daily Dilemma Uncensored. Punch him in the balls!
Do you have something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.